Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Morning. It is Monday, July 13th. Jason, talk to us about the markets because they seem to be shrugging off military action that's going on in Iran. It feels like the boy cried wolf. Tell us why you think that is.
Jordan, markets are definitely immune to this on again, off again dynamic with the conflict. Stocks and oil prices, for that matter, definitely have been taking this in stride. So to us, it's blatantly obvious that Trump can ill afford this open-ended conflict, or worse yet, U.S. casualties, especially ahead of the midterm elections. So sure, oil's going to be volatile. Stocks could even be volatile. But in our view, oil has seen its highs. And like water, it's finding its path of least resistance. In other words, we're already beginning to see alternative shipping routes, higher production elsewhere, all of which is cushioning the blow.
That's exactly right. It makes me think, is oil a good investment at this point?
Well, commodities in general are a good investment. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you have this type of volatility as ballast in a portfolio, whether it's gold to hedge against geopolitical risk, or oil in the event things go off the rail with Iran. So yes, oil is in fact, along with other commodities, a very good investment.
Yes, we've been talking about commodities a lot. Let's switch back to the markets though, because we're right around the corner from earnings season. Do you think this is going to help or hurt?
Well, earnings start in earnest this week, and I think it won't be this breaker make moment for the market, but it'll absolutely validate in terms of where we are in terms of stock prices. Investors need confirmation that earnings are in fact catching up to this great run we've had. So the consensus for this quarter is quite strong. You're looking at 23% year over year. In fact, that's the seventh straight quarter of double-digit earnings growth. And for the full year, we could see as much as 24%. So make no mistake about it, expectations are high, but they're supported by fundamentals, not just optimism. So the backdrop remains very constructive for equities, whether that's the U.S. full employment, the fact that, in our view, there's no recession on the horizon, or that the Fed is maybe not cutting rates, but they're highly unlikely to raise them either.
Right. And we talked about that a little bit last week with this Goldilocks setup for the market. But if you had to pick a sector that you think is going to benefit the most from this macro environment, which sector would you pick?
Well, we've talked about the broadening trade, and we still think that's underway, whether that's financials, whether that's materials, industrials, defensive parts of the market like healthcare. And within healthcare, I'd look specifically at areas like biotech. Mm-hmm. You have a huge patent cliff coming up. And when that occurs, these pharmaceutical companies need to fill that pipeline with promising drugs. And the biotech arena, which has been out of favor for so long, is starting to see this big pickup in M&A. Mm-hmm. So is it the biggest beneficiary of what's gone on now? No. But is it an area that will benefit from the broadening? Absolutely.
I love it. We'll be watching, especially because of this aging population that we know is going to be huge. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.